Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
It's group therapy with Jen and friends on Star 94.1.
Friends, we are in this together. So what questions do you have about coronavirus? How can we answer them with our friend? Dr. Daria is here. She is Harvard and Yale trained. She's an ER doctor, and she's a regular on CNN and HLN. Dr. Daria, welcome to Jen and Friends.
Good morning, Jen. How are you?
Well, you know, honestly, worried, scared, just like everybody else. And so we want this space this morning to be a place where we can get some answers from you and just reflect what everybody is talking about today, because all of our lives are being affected and changed very, very quickly. And this information is coming fast, and it's really hard to keep up with. So we've got lots of questions for you. If y'all want to talk to Dr. Daria directly, 404-263-0941.
We also got a lot of texts coming in, 51539. That is the Jen and Friends text line. And Dr. Daria, let's just start off with the one that's come in more than anything else. How serious is this?
Mark, that's a great question. And you guys are right. This information keeps changing. I think the reality that I think about coronavirus, I think of two things. I think medically, this is serious, especially for people who are older or have chronic medical conditions. They need to be very, very careful about protecting themselves from getting this. For the rest of us, for the 80% rest of the population, it's going to be less of a medical challenge and more of a logistical challenge. So it's important to look at it from those two different lenses. And logistical challenge, I mean, because we're seeing schools close and businesses close. So it's having wide effects on our lives for those reasons.
And I think that is the question from Tessa in Lawrenceville this morning, 404-263-0941, if you've got a question for Dr. Daria. Hey, Tessa, welcome to Jen and Friends.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
What's your question for Dr. Daria?
I have both my parents are in their 80s, and they are not taking this as seriously as I'd like them to take it, because they are, you know, up there in age. And I've given them a few tips of what I think, but I just really want them to hear it from a professional of what steps they should take in protecting themselves from it all.
Tessa, that's a really great, that's great. I'm glad you're asking that. And so first of all, I would say, yes, we're hearing these rates of mortality rates, and they say, you know, some say it's 2 to 3%, some say it's low as 0.7%, but that's in the general population. When we're talking about people who are 80 and above, the mortality rates are much higher. So for one, I would emphasize this is very dangerous in people who are, you know, 80 and above. So this is why they need to take it seriously. Secondly, what do they need to do? Number one, really, really social distancing. They, you know, somebody who's 80 and above or on any, you know, having chronic medical problems, avoid big groups. Avoid anything. Try to, you know, kind of self-isolate at home before you get symptoms. It's really important. And then all the other hygiene things we know. But that's why it's so important for anyone 80 and above, especially, to be taking this seriously.
Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tessa. 404-263-0941 if you've got a question for Dr. Daria, or 51539 is the Jen and Friends text line.
It's coming in from the 770. Some people say it's just a virus. Others say it's worse than the flu. What's the difference?
Well, so this is a virus, absolutely. Coronavirus is a virus, but it also is worse than the flu, absolutely. So when we talk about the flu, the mortality rate's about 0.1%. Even the best metrics of mortality rates for coronavirus, 0.7% to 1%, that's 7 to 10 times worse than the flu in terms of mortality rates.
Wow.
So yes, it is a virus, but it's also absolutely more dangerous than the flu.
Dr. Daria, how do we talk to our kids about it? Because we want them to understand the seriousness, but I also don't want my kids experiencing the same stress and anxiety that a lot of adults are experiencing, because
right.
they can sometimes blow things even bigger out of proportion in their little minds. So how do we
yes,
talk to kids?
They do. That's a really good question, because I was traveling with my kids last week, or week and a half ago, and we had spring break, and I was pushing them in a stroller, because, you know, I have younger children, and I said, we've got to keep the stroller down because there's some people who are sick, and I wasn't thinking about it much after that. And then later, I'd pulled the hood of the stroller back, and my child said, Mommy, we have to pull it down. People are very sick. And it really made it, my child had clearly internalized it. So I think I am trying to talk to my children about it in a way that, just to be very objective about it. And so they don't pick up an emotion around it, though. To say, yes, there are a lot of people who are sick. I mean, my daughter's just closed school for 2 weeks. You know, there are a lot of people who are sick. I want you to take these steps. You're going to be okay. We're going to be okay, but we need to take these steps right now.
Yeah, I think that's really good.
They need that reassurance. Yes, there's a lot of uncertainty. My kids don't need to hear that uncertainty, because that uncertainty, I think, is what's sparking so much of the fear.
The rumor in my daughter's first grade was that you got coronavirus from eating snakes. So that's the hot topic in first grade right now.
I love first graders.
Okay, Debbie and Noonan has a great question. Debbie, you are on with Dr. Daria and Jen and Friends.
Good morning. My question is, if you are diagnosed with a coronavirus, what would be the next step? What's the treatment? What does it look like next?
Okay, Debbie, that's a great question. So it depends on who you are. If you are a totally healthy person and you come and we test you and yes, you're positive for coronavirus, your symptoms are mild, we're going to say go home, socially isolate, like, you know, quarantine yourself from everybody else in your family so you don't spread it to them. Go home and you will get better on your own. And for people like that, it will be the symptoms kind of like a flu, cough, shortness of breath, fatigue, fever, and then they will get better on their own. If it is somebody, however, who is really sick, chronic health conditions, or an older person and is actually struggling with this illness, they will be admitted to the hospital. There is no specific treatment for coronavirus. There's not like an antibiotic for it.
Right.
So it's what we call symptomatic or supportive treatment, helping people breathe, making sure they don't get too dehydrated or anything, because there's not an antidote or cure for it.
So many more questions for you, Dr. Daria. We're going to get everybody lined up. 404-263-0941. We'll continue answering your questions.
Jen and Friends, Atlanta Star 94.1. We're back with group therapy on Jen and Friends.
Holding hands and getting through this together, friends. Dr. Daria, she is an ER doctor. She's Harvard and Yale trained and a CNN HLN expert, is joining the show this morning to answer your questions about coronavirus. Dr. Daria, are you ready?
I am.
Okay.
Hi, everyone.
They are still pouring in right now, and we're going to start with Donna in McDonough. You're on with Jen and Friends and Dr. Daria.
Hello there. I work at a retail store in Locust Grove, and I was concerned about how it would affect people like me that cashier and deal with the public every day at the checkout, handling the money that's been God knows where, you know, and I have people come through my line and cough. We started wiping our checkouts off with wipes and stuff, but is there anything else we could do?
Yeah, Donna, that's a great question. You have a lot of contact with people, so what should you be doing? Number one, I would say, yes, get any one of those EPA-approved disinfectants. You know, Clorox, Lysol, a number of them have been shown to be active against coronavirus. Wipe everything down. Wipe down phones you share. Wipe down any of the cash registers or anything like that that you're touching or that's touching your face. You probably may even want to use gloves. Use gloves if you're handling money, because that's an easy way to be spreading germs, whether it's coronavirus or staph or anything else. Right now, not a bad idea to be using gloves to be handling things. If it gets to the point that you see a lot of people coughing around you, if you wanted to, probably could wear a mask. Is a mask going to protect you 100%? No. Is it going to harm you and maybe help a little bit? There's probably not much harm to it at this point if you're worried. But the number one thing is I would be gloves. washing.
Gloves and hand washing. That's really, really good. 51539 Jen and Friends text line.
It's coming in from the 843. Any complications for pregnant women? I'm 33 weeks and wondering if I'm more at risk or if I get it, can my baby be born with coronavirus?
So really great question. And so what we have seen in general is that women who are pregnant, they're not necessarily more susceptible to get the coronavirus, but women who are pregnant in general are more likely to get sicker whenever they get anything, whether it's the flu or anything else. So pregnant women should be very careful. And then in terms of passing it on to your baby, we don't know if it passes in utero to the baby or in breast milk or if just some mom being around the baby can pass it to the baby. It seems like it is possible. There have been only one or two cases that we know of. So in general, I tell somebody who's pregnant, for coronavirus or flu or anything else, be especially careful because you don't want to get sick.
Misty in Loganville, you're on with Dr. Daria.
Yes, I was just curious. I open hundreds and hundreds of envelopes each month, and I was just curious about the spread through that type of work.
Through paper.
Yeah, through paper. There have been a couple of studies that have shown coronavirus and how long it can last on cardboard or different substances. Again, in your situation, since those things have been touched by people probably in the last day or two, not a bad idea for you to be wearing gloves when you're opening them, and then just make sure you're washing your hands really, really well and not touching your face in between.
That's such good advice. So many questions are coming in for you, Dr. Daria. We could really do this all day. Let's see. 51539.
Is it irresponsible to travel out of the state over the next 2 weeks, especially with spring break coming up?
It depends on where you're going and how you're going. If you're going on a five-hour flight, I would be very careful. The CDC has cautioned us against long flights, and they're kind of defining that as 5 or 6 hours. So I would be very careful, especially in somebody who's older or has chronic medical conditions. If you're just driving up to North Carolina, that would not really concern me too much.
Okay, and Dr. Daria, people are wondering, will this calm down in the summertime when the temperature goes up?
We hope, but we don't know.
Okay.
We have seen from prior viruses and the flu, obviously, that does tend to decrease. So we think it might, but it's not something that we can rely on and plan against in terms of public health planning, because it's just not guaranteed and we don't know for sure.
And we know you've got to go this morning, Dr. Daria. I know you're very busy. You're in high demand right now. Thank you so much for joining Jen and Friends. Just as a final word, what would you want everybody to hear if there's one message?
I want everybody to know, yes, this is going to be very interruptive, like I mentioned, of the logistics of our lives. There's a lot of media hype out there. There's some hysteria. I don't want people to be hysterical about this. I want, if you're older, if you have chronic medical problems, I want you to stay home, reduce your risk of catching it. Everybody else, we know what to do in terms of hygiene. Follow those things. You know, watch out for each other, and we will make it through this. So just want to offer those words of encouragement. And, of course, if anybody has other questions for me, they can tweet, Instagram, Facebook. I'm at Dr. Daria. I'm working in the ER today, but I will be doing my best to answer questions because I know there's a ton of questions. Happy to answer more questions that y'all get as well.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Y'all follow at Dr. Daria, at D-R-D-A-R-R-I-A on Facebook and Instagram. She's going to be answering your questions all day. You are such a good friend to our show, and we appreciate you so much, and especially in times like these. It's so comforting to have you holding our hand through it.
Of course, you guys. Y'all have a great day.
Thanks so much, Dr. Daria. Take care. Take care. Be careful, too.
Bye-bye.
Jen and Friends, Atlanta Star 94.1.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.